HAW Mobile.
4HKX. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Patrick. I'm up at your time of the day. Up and out and about at your time of the day. Normally I'm up, but not out and about.
It was a surprise to hear you on the radio.
Go up to Idaho. Boise. Idaho or Iowa. One of those two. Anyways, got to be gone for a week, so I had to take her up to the airport on my way, headed back to the house.
She has a good flight and a good trip, but are you sure you're going to be able to make it a week by yourself?
Hooking the cat, so I won't be by myself. I won't be totally batching it. If I do too much damage, the dog and the cat will tell on me.
So they'll rat you out.
How you doing this early in the morning?
I'm good. Getting ready to come across the state line, so if my signal's a little noisy, it'll clean up in just a few seconds.
Send you 100%. The sun doesn't come up to about 10 after 7?
Right around then. Right around 7:10, 7:15, somewhere in there.
To get up at 4:45 every morning, go to Charlotte. I'd leave about, I don't know, 30 minutes after I got up, 45 minutes after I got up. It seemed like it was daylight when I was on my way to work, but I don't know. It's been many, many moons ago.
I don't know what time of the year it is. In the summertime, it's breaking daylight right around now.
That's what the deal is. It's no longer daylight, or it is. Or it isn't daylight savings time, one of the two.
Which one's which anymore? I just change the clock and go on. Don't worry about it.
I think when I changed my clock in my car the last time, I had to turn it off. So it's just Eastern Standard Time now, and back in the spring, it'll go back to daylight savings time for the summertime. So you can do more in the summertime when it's warmer.
That, whopping 22 degrees right here where I'm at this morning. Getting, like I said, on 25, getting ready to cross the state line.
Oh, it's 32 here. 10 degrees cooler or where you are than it is down here in the valley.
It's usually about 10, sometimes up to 15 degrees cooler when I'm up here than when I get down the mountain.
Get up right in there.
For EEE, it is, oh, it's 25 in easily. I'm in Powdersville now, it says it's 30.
It's mobile. And who is KO4EEE? That's the first time I heard that call.
I'm rarely on, but this is Jeff. It's Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot.
We got Patrick, Fred, and Dave in here.
Gentlemen, I'm on my way to work. I work for the city of Greenville in the wastewater division.
This is Patrick, KO4HKX. I'm on my way down the mountain from Brevard, North Carolina, and I run a mobile tool route in Greenville.
This is Fred, KO4NH. I'm actually mobile in Pelzer today, 28 or 29 according to my thermometer here in the car. It's mobiling around Pelzer area, stopping by the grocery store before I head back to my QTH from work.
Oh, yeah, who called this meeting?
Call this morning.
What's our intro? What's our topic?
It goes quiet.
Did you say Patrick, or did you say public water service or something like that?
I was just saying the radio went dead for the topic.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, when you said what you did, I caught some of that, but I didn't get all of it.
That seems to be moving pretty decent as I'm near and close to 85.
For Greenville Wastewater, he may be having a hard time hearing you, Dave.
For the city of Greenville?
Roger that.
Tired, and Patrick drives a tool truck. What do you do, Fred?
A technician on night shift in a automotive plant.
Cool. I like flying robots myself.
Technical side of things, but I don't know. There's It's pretty easy with the wastewater thing. There's not a whole lot going on, but I sure do miss the head scratchers and whatnot of working in industry.
Making sure I got there. Used to be a ham in here a long time ago named Joe Parker who worked for Greenville Waterworks. You haven't ever heard of Joe Parker at work, have you?
I just started about a month ago and relocated from Seneca. I used to work for Oconee Joint Regional Sewer Authority. I did their telemetry and wastewater flows and stuff like that. So this has been a nice little change of pace.
Eyes out for Joe Parker. If you hear that name, ring a bell in your head, say that's a ham radio operator. So, Fred, what kind of robots are you working on?
I can't believe I just had one of those moments. My radio tuned away for a second. I work on Fennec robots, trained in KUKA and Nachi robots as well, but I work with Fennec robots 24/7, 365.
Train the robots?
Trained in KUKA and Nachi. I know how to work both those robot types. I've worked on them in the past, but I work with Fennec robots. Dude, I repair them. I repair the, they're called end effectors, the tools that they use. We use like rivet guns, grippers, glue, nozzles type stuff. I mean, we basically got it all in the way.
Manufacturing robots. That's pretty neat. Not like a CNC mill or a CNC lathe, but more like an assembly robot, right?
It's more of an assembly robot. It's a six-axis robot. We've actually got some that are seven-axis, but seven-axis are actually on the whole robot's on a slide. And man, that thing can be a nightmare or can be like the best friend sometimes.
Pretty dangerous, too, I can imagine. The lockouts are important. Those things whip around pretty fast on. They're pretty heavy metal, right?
Only, but for the most part, it's just the flick of a key switch, and we've pretty much got full control of the robot that we need. The only way we've got to lock it out is just by requesting to enter the cell, or as soon as we flip the key switch, it drops the whole cell out of automatic. So we pretty much got whole reign over the cell the instant we got the pin in our hands, and we're going to town, reteaching or touching up things, reprogramming it. We basically do it all in my department over there where I work.
Fun job. So, Patrick, you got any of that market share? I imagine they go through a lot of tools.
They visited me last week, so we'll leave it at that.
Hey, voila, that's good news. W4TJW. Go ahead, Jeff.
You're in industrial maintenance. It was kind of one of those things where I graduated and then they changed it about a year later to mechatronics. Working with robots. I set one up or watched one be set up at U.S. Engine Valve. I think it was a Fanuc. Maybe that's what they call it. Maybe not. I don't know. But those robots are pretty neat. They're really precise, and they can hurt you in a skinny minute if you're not paying attention to them.
If the Fennec robots ain't as bad as the Nachi robots that I used to work on in my plant. Man, those Nachi robots, they don't care. They will move the Golden Gate Bridge if they are told to. Those robots, the Nachi robots, do not care. They will move anything. It is unreal.
In a YouTube video where they program a robot to go bowling and spin that ball real quick and it throws it down the bowling alley just as perfect as can be and hits the strike every time.
I think one of my instructors from college showed me that. It's ringing a bell, but I see it in my head, but I'm not sure if I'm seeing what you're referring to.
I think it was a two-arm robot, or it had three pivot points and a rotating head, and it just grabbed the ball and would spin the head pretty good and then release the ball at a perfect time, and there it went.
I haven't seen that one, but I have seen the dancing robots, the ones that heavy metal, and they'll run and jump and do a flip, cut a cartwheel in the air, not attached to anything. I guess they're battery operated. I don't know. But that's pretty impressive as well, the ones that can dance.
What you're talking about now is the Boston Dynamic robots. Those, apparently BMW has a few of them. They're little spot robots, I think they're called, but I've actually saw one in person before. I only had my hands on it for a week, but man, it was unreal. That thing was really, really cool. I wish I had one at my job.
Of course, I read on the morning briefing last week, I believe it was that people not going back to work, I quit equals iRobot. It's one of the things, the predictions they're saying. It's, there's a lot of people in a lot of the industries that are not going back to work. They just don't want to. They've learned there's other things that they can do, and so the result of that is more and more robots.
At some point, we're going to get to where the robots do everything, and there's not going to be any need for people. Then again, how are the people going to survive if, they're not out there doing at least something?
I'm not going to disclose facts. This is still all up in the air, and I'm not allowed to say what contract we got. But I will say with absolute certainty that they are moving in the way of taking all the manual labor out and fully automating everything. I mean, they've got full automation for all kinds of things, though. But Jeff, you're absolutely right, though. I mean, as people change or leave one career, they can always enter back in a different career, you know, like doing what I do for a living, being a robot technician or something like that. That's the way I've kind of viewed it. It's kind of motivation in a way to get new skill set, or heck, even come over here to the ham radio side.
Okay, where I was going with that is that people change and they go from doing the job themselves to maintaining the robot that does the job, right? Designing, building, maintaining, replacing, upgrading. There's plenty of new jobs. It's like, it's kind of, and this is probably my last one because I'm pulling down my street, but it's kind of like when computers came out, they predicted that would be the end of paper. Nobody would ever need paper anymore. We wouldn't be tearing down trees. When computers came out, the volume of paper quadrupled or went up 100 times more than it ever did. So that prediction was wrong. Same thing with robots replacing jobs. They'll actually be creating more jobs. They'll just be higher technical jobs, which is just, it's an uplift for everybody. Everybody gets a boost. And this is my last one because I'm pulling it in the driveway. W4DJW, I've enjoyed it.
I'm RJ73 is also, I'm going into my first stop. Gentlemen, y'all have a good day. Great to talk to you and listen. I'm driving, so I can't always key the mic. But y'all have a great day and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
This will be my last one as well. The store's actually about to open up. I got to get in there and get out before all these other people that are right behind me can try to tell me. But it's KO4NH. I'll be clear here in 1 second. 73, gentlemen. Hope all you have a great day. KO4NH, clear.
Entertained because I'm pulling into work too. So 73, city gentlemen. It's been nice this morning. KO4EEE, I'll be clear.